Beis, Rashi, the Ramask of Alomut So, the Morris of Halach Mon Laplani, and by the time they arrived to deliver it, the person Shemesi had died. So, what happens? Do you return it back to the sender, or do you give it to the Yorsher? So the Bar brought two prices. One said you take it back, you give it to the Yorshim. One said you give it back to the sender. So more said they're arguing on Harlov Kiski. So if you hold Harlov Kiski, but keep that. So he said Harlov means the Makna is saying Bizaycha. So the Shliach is Zaycha, and then the Makabel Matana dies, so it belongs to the Yorshim, because as soon as the Shliach received it, it belonged to the Makabel. Then the Makabel died. Behold, Halach Lav Kiski. So then it only becomes his once he receives it. He died before he received it. Kiski da mevekim and shazacha ben mechayev yinos to the Yorshim. So the Mor says no. The Mor says multiple pshatim. So Rabbi Abraham said everybody holds Halach Lav Kiski. Tchuliyam Halach Lav Kiski da megarsina. And the difference is whether we're talking about a case of a bori or a shchimira. The shchimira she calls manchul echozaboy the bor of kiksuvin kimsurin. So if the one who's giving it is a shchimira, so we have a rule that whatever he gives is automatically full given. So we're held today shchihu by him, even if in general halach kalav kishchi. But over here, it means meeting the Yorshim Mishin Ishtachalo Yishrei Zochavian Bechayim. It belonged to the father immediately, based on the words of the Divish Kimura. So when he said the Shliach, when he gave it to the Shliach, he meant deliver that which I've already given. Rabbi Bori over there, Yachzur the Mishaleich goes back to the Mishaleich to Halach Lav Kiski, because we're our general understanding of Halach is Lav Kiski. Mizelo Shilchay El the Makabel, well the Yorshim. He sent it to the Makabel, not to the Yorshim. So the Makabel died. Goes back to the sender. So Zid said, "There's both a case of a Shchemira, and depends whether the Makabel was alive." Shasmat and Mots. We assume he means that it should take effect immediately. The Makabel is still alive. Shasmat and Mots. As soon as the money was given over, he was alive at the time, so the Yorshim get it. The Makabel had died, and when the Shchemira was saying it should be given to Ploni, the Ploni had died already. That was Rizvid. Rapapa says, Hova Hova Bari. Well, today, Lav Kiski Dami. So, what's the issue? The issue is whether the Makabel died, the Noisin also died. Now there's a new halachic twist, which is the din of mitzvah kaim divrei ameis. So does that apply over here or not? Hold the mitzvah Makabel b'chay Noisin. The Makabel died first, so the Noisin, the mitzvah b'kayim divrei ameis of the noisin to give it to the Makabel. The Makabel's dead already. By the time the mitzvah took effect, there's nobody to give it to. Whereas if the Makabel is still alive when the noisin dies, there's a mitzvah to be b'kayim divrei ameis, and then when the Makabel dies, that right goes to the Yorshim. So the Yorshim of the noisin have to give it to the Yorshim of the Makabel. Even if the noisin dies before the Shliach gives it back, the halacha concept of mitzvah kadam mireis doesn't apply. Shekadam misasa, but with the borav, ishas misa is a makabel, because mitzvah lakayim, divrei ameis, there's no devorav, because his devorav were to give it to so and so who's dead already. So therefore the case where we say he gets it, that the Yorshim get it, the misnoisin lachar shemosin l'shliach mace, the noisin, say Reuven gave it to the shliach, said give it to Shimon, shliach has it, Reuven dies, but I'm a kabul chai, but Shimon's still alive. So at that moment when Reuven dies, Zochah ben HaMakabel, then even though Herlach like Kiski, but Shimon has a right to it. Mishum the mitzvah kind of the rare mace. So that schus then goes over to then Shimon subsequently dies before he actually receives it. So that schus goes over to the Yorshim of Shimon. The Yorshim of Shimon received it. Receive the item. Okay.
Even if who is the
giver,
yeah.
Reuven. Moses Lemel Harlekiski Tanoihi. So this our issue whether we, when the Mishaleach Noisein says Harlech, does it mean bizoicha or not? Is machlokes sanoya. Titanya. Right, this is halach one of the plenty. V'halach ubig shar v'lam mitzo. So Reuven sent him to give it to Shimon. He comes to give it to Shimon, and Shimon is no longer. Is not alive anymore. So Yachzur the Mishaleach, they give it back to Reuven, the Mishaleach. Meis Mishaleach, if Reuven died, Reb Nosson and Reb Yaakov Amru, Yachzur the Yorshe Mishaleach, it goes back to the Yorshe with the Mishaleach. V'yesh Amrim the Yorshe Mi Shenish Talchu Loi. And some say they give it to the Yorshim of the Makabel. Rabbi Huda Nosi Armor, Yishum Rabbi Yaakov, Shomer Rishum Rameyer, Mitzvah the Kaim Divrei Ameis. V'kan Amru, Ma Sheyitz Shliach Yasa. Amr Shimon Hanasi, Ayadi Hayamaisa, Vamur Yaksudu, the Yershe Mishalayach. So we have Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov, we have the Yesharmim, it's two, Rav Nosson is three, we have the Chachamim, which is four, and we have the Kan Amru, which is five, and Rav Shimon Hanasi, which is, he says, Yaksudu Yershe Mishalayach, which is what Nosson Reb Yaakov said the Chatzkilos. So he's weighing in like the first opinion. So where it says my lab b'hakim ifliki. So what can we suggest the machlokes is about? Tanakama sabra harlek lav kiski. So in the first case, lo motzo yachsul mishaleach. The mekabel had died. You give it back to the mishaleach. So he holds Herlach Lav Kiski. Rav Nosson Rav Yaakov Nami Herlach Lav Kiski. So what are they adding? They're adding even though Nami the Mishleach died, but Vav Gav the Mis Lor Min and Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ameis. The Yeshar Mim says you give it to Yoshim Mishen Shalcholoi. He holds Herlach Kiski. Rav Yehuda Hanasi Amar Mishum Rav Yaakov Shem Rishum Rav Meir Harlech Lav Kiski Miu Hechad the Mis the Min Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis. There's a new element of Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis. The Chomer Mim Yachloiku Misafka Luhu. So because of the Suffolk, they say divided. The Kan Amru says Shuda Adif. That Shuda is, you try and figure out what's the appropriate thing to do, is a better approach than splitting it. So it also holds a suffix, but you use, instead of saying Yachloki, you say Shuda. Shuda means to throw it. You decide where to put it. Shemnasi is agreeing with the earlier Shemnasi and Yaakov, we just bring a Maisa. So that's the chart of Pshat in the Brice. Some more says, no, it's not Pshat in the Brice, so we'll leave that for a moment.